CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. A fleet of marine surveillance ships conducted regular patrols on Saturday in waters surrounding the Diaoyu Islands. A fleet consisting of three Haijian ships carried out the patrols. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended midwinter festival greetings to Chinese and other nation scientists and engineers working in the South Pole region. Xi Jinping said Antarctica is no longer a mysterious region isolated from human civilization, and exploration of the area will play an important role in dealing with global climate change and promoting sustainable development of human society. He said scientists of many nationalities have made fruitful achievements in Antarctic scientific expeditions. He hoped they can increase exchanges and cooperation in order to make new contributions to humanity's peaceful use of the land. China says the world should strengthen coordination to prevent a global overflow of liquidity and oppose all forms of protectionism amid the fragile economic recovery. In a keynote address to the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli said more cooperation and joint efforts are needed for the world economy to return on a fast track of recovery. North Korea's envoy to the United Nations is demanding the dissolution of the UN command in South Korea to guarantee peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Shin Son-ho, North Korea's permanent representative to the UN, says North Korea's policy on denuclearization depends on U.S. stance. The ambassador's statement follows Pyongyang's surprise offer Sunday for direct nuclear disarmament talks with the U.S. A new session of the tripartite talks on Syria involving Russia, the United States, and the United Nations will take place next Tuesday in Geneva. The goal of the conference will be to achieve a political solution to the conflict in Syria through a comprehensive agreement between the Syrian government and oppositions for the full implementation of the June 30, 2012 Action Group communique, and in particular, all aspects of the agreed principles and guidelines for a Syrian-led transition. U.S. President Barack Obama has nominated former Deputy Attorney General James Comey to be next FBI director amid controversies over the U.S. intelligence community's classified surveillance programs. Comey, 52, the number two official in former President George W. Bush's Justice Department, had been seen as Obama's top choice for the next FBI director. If confirmed by Congress, Comey will replace outgoing director Robert Mueller, whose 10-year term had been extended by two more years by Congress at Obama's request and scheduled to expire in September this year. As many as 600 people have been killed and hundreds still missing in monsoon floods, which swept through the northern Indian state of Uttarakhand last Sunday, triggering landslides and washing away several towns and roads. A government official says the death toll is expected to rise once more dead bodies are recovered from the slush and mud lying everywhere across the hilly state. And disaster management teams have been trying their best to rescue people, mostly Hindu pilgrims, who are still stranded in the difficult terrain of the hilly state. This is CRI News. China's largest search and rescue vessel, Haixun 01, arrived at Sydney's Garden Island port Saturday on its first international voyage. During the week-long visit, Australia's Maritime Safety Authority personnel will meet with their Chinese counterparts and view equipment and procedures and undertake a tabletop search and rescue exercise scheduled for Wednesday. Haixun 01 will head north to Australia's tropical city of Cairns on July 2nd to attend the 14th Asia-Pacific Heads of Maritime Safety Agencies Forum hosted by AMSA. The ship then will visit Indonesia, Myanmar, Malaysia, and is expected to get home on August 9th. UNESCO's World Heritage Committee has inscribed China's cultural landscape of Honghe Hanli rice terraces onto the prestigious World Heritage List, bringing the total number of World Heritage sites in China to 45. The inscription decision was made during the 37th session of the World Heritage Committee. The Deep Mountains Hidden Cultural Heritage Site is located in Yuanyang County in Honghe Prefecture, southeastern Yunnan Province of China. China will launch a six-month nationwide campaign to combat smuggling. The campaign will primarily target the smuggling of hot commodities and activities in major areas. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.